Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, I wanna be the cookie. Yes, fotos de uma velha festa, ossos tão antigos, fatos tão passados. No meio das fotos vai roendo um rato, corre um rato, pega, pelo amor de Deus. Ontem li num almanac aventuras de pastores e cordeiros. Quando eu terminava, uma voz de rua disse coisas certas, pelo amor de Deus. Sobremesa, um prato de ouro e um copo de vinho. Como o velho Chaplin, eu jogo na cara tanta coisa pobre, pelo amor de Deus, pelo amor de Deus, pelo amor de Deus. Beira-mar de uma janela, panoramizando nua companheira, corpo contra corpo, pele contra pele, e seu corpo é belo, pelo amor de Deus.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Starry sky. day was not an endless highway. Tonight, not a crooked trail. If tomorrow wasn't such a long time, lonesome would mean nothing to you at all. Only if my own true love were waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding, only if she was mine by me, would I rest in my bed once again. See my reflection in the water. I can't hear the sound that showed no pain. Oh, I can't hear the echoes of my footsteps. I can't hear the sound of my name. Only if my own true love were waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding, only if she was lying by me, would I rest in my bed once again. Silver singing river, there's beauty in the sunrise and the sky. None of this will ever touch the beauty I see in my own true love's eyes. Only if my own true love were waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding, by me, would I rest in my bed once again? Would I rest in my bed once again? Would I lie in my bed once again? Thank you.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up, man.
Wake up, child. Pay attention.
Come on. Wake up.
Wake up, love.
It should make the night, but see your little lights alive.
See that little light up there?
Where?
There.
Where?
You're
still in bed.
Wake up, sleepyhead.
Thank you.
Of young Americans can't locate economic powers like Japan and India. 20% can't even find the Pacific Ocean. Without geography, our children aren't ready for the world. Geography is everywhere. It's incredible creatures, rhythm, fashion, flavor. It's economics. And politics. It's change. Understanding connections between people and places is critical in the 21st century. That's why we created MyWonderfulWorld.org to give our kids the power of global knowledge. Go to MyWonderfulWorld.org for your free parent and teacher action kits. Because kids who understand our world today can succeed in it tomorrow.
never getting dressed. Speaking in third person, I'm trying to forget.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Be able to stay home, brother. not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. You're safer, and you're wasting my time. Our records all show you were filthy but fine. But they shuttered your stores when you opened the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. New York, you're perfect, oh please don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. And so the boring collect, I mean all disrespect. In the neighborhood bars I'd once dreamt I would drink. I love you, but you're freaking me out. There's a ton of the twist, but we're fresh out of shout. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a death of the heart. Jesus, where do I start? But you're still the one pool where I'd happily drown. Maybe she's wrong, and maybe I'm right, and if so, here's this.
please do not regret with your silk in my hand and your heart in my sweat as you're lighting the end of my last cigarette. I will warm you, warm you. These things that lonely ones do, baby, that's what I'm here for. I'll take care and make all your wishes come true if you want. For a fool, there's a woman inside of me, there's one inside of you too.
Jetpacks for sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Hey, WMFO in Medford. Sky Bar here, filling in for the Boston Medium till 8.